Here, I hit record. Fuck it. I'm not even going to wait for you. I did. I seriously hit it. I'm opening my Red Bull. Joe, sound test now.
Touchdown?
We should do more shows? More shows when I punch drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, children of... Well, I was going to say all ages, but just one age. Everybody, let's get ready to Super Bowl. Christ, I didn't think I could do it that long. That's what she said. Anyway. Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Okay. If our listener was listening.
That was really fucking annoying. Although, one.
That was like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. It was. Just like screaming in that fucking dude's face.
When you came in, that really like gave me power. I kept going. And I also know that you can probably go like twice as long as that. You got abilities.
Well, it's funny because the Super Bowl shows that we do, we're not the biggest football fans, and we bring that up every time.
And that's
and we started the show off. I was like, it's sound test. What is football related? And I couldn't think of anything. And then you jumped right into something that has the whole like Super Bowl. That's a football with a U thing. That's not American football because they go goal.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I was mocking football and professional wrestling. Is what I was doing.
Right on.
So yeah. Okay. This episode.
Well, we're off to a fantastic game here, Jason.
Hell yeah! It's the bottom of the quarter, and the goalie is. Yeah, I don't know. I obviously know more about football than that. So do you. Do you know who's playing this weekend? Because I have not been following the football.
Actually, I thought I did. I thought I did. Only because you had mentioned...
I did.
I got it from you. Is it the Rams and the Patriots?
That's right, Rabbit. Unless I'm wrong, that's right. And do you know where they're playing?
No.
And do you know which Super Bowl this is?
Yes, also because of stuff. I got all of my information about football for this show from you.
Okay.
Just from, like, the weird show notes and stuff that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, well, here's the problem. I know that it's L-I-I-I.
Yeah. But you don't know what L means?
Yes, that's 50. So it's 53, right? I figured it out.
You did. You're a genius. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Super Bowl 53.
53. I need about 53. It's Super Bowl 53. The Rams, who are in the Super Bowl, I'm hoping that they will annihilate the Patriots because I'm just tired of the Patriots. They win all the time. And honestly, it's I think we probably mentioned this last year and the year before. It's not just that they win, but they cheat. They do. They cheat. They're cheaters. They cheat. They're cheaters, and I know a lot of people are like, no, they don't. You're just saying that because you're sick of them losing. Okay, first of all, that was a shitty Boston accent. Second of all, no, fuck you. They cheat.
See, you have feelings about this. That's good.
I don't. I don't have feelings. Here's why, Joe. Change the subject. My kid, my little boy, my little precious three-year-old, he got an ear infection last week, and he decided to get it. Yeah, he decided to get it the day... that his mom left town for a long weekend. Yeah, so there's me with this kid. And anybody who's got a toddler, Timadian will relate to this, and so will our listener up in New York, Ian Sane, they'll relate to this. When a toddler has an ear infection, they become... Okay, first of all, toddlers are already assholes. but then become triple assholes. They're just, everything is... Anyway, I haven't slept.
They're like the Tom Brady of assholes? Or wait, no, Tom Brady is the asshole of assholes.
My right? understanding he's a cheater. Yeah, he's a cheater, but I understand that otherwise he's a nice guy. So he's not an asshole. I mean, he's an asshole for cheating, but no. I mean, I would love it if my kid was just like, hey, Dad, let's play Parcheesi, and he wins every time. I'm like, fuck you and your infection. No, that's not what it's like. It's more like, it's just like, it's like, I want milk. Okay, I'll get you milk. Don't open the door. What, to the refrigerator? No, I can't get to the milk. I don't, you open it. Okay, I'll open the door. I don't want that cup. Okay, what cup you want? I want that cup. The cup you said you didn't want? Shut up! I want... And it's just that for 72 hours straight.
Wow.
So I haven't slept.
They are they're world-class champion pains in the ass.
They are. And I love the little guy because we finally figured out... I mean, I didn't know on day one it was an ear infection. But we finally figured it out. Took him to the doctor. And the doctor's like, fucking hey, he's got an ear infection. Here's some drugs. And squirt the drugs at him. He's like, hey, man, what's up? Sorry I was being a dick. Want to play? He's just so super duper sweet. And then the drugs wear off. And he's like, fuck you, Dad. Fuck the whole world. I'm three. I've got angst. And I'm like, God damn it. You have some more medicine.
And so what does this mean for your Super Bowl plans?
Okay, so that was me explaining that I do have feelings. I did not have any Super Bowl plans. Literally, like, don't care. I'm trying this keto thing. And it's like, the only reason I go to Super Bowl is to eat food. I can't eat any of that food. So... Super Bowl this year, I'm going to go snow tubing.
All right.
What about you?
You're going to go snow tubing?
Yeah.
If you weren't doing keto, though, would you go to a Super Bowl party?
Yeah, maybe.
Just so you could, like, eat a bunch of crazy shit and just enjoy yourself, maybe have some beers?
Yeah. Yeah, I probably
not
would.
For the, I mean, not for the football, or, well, maybe just to hate, to point your hatred at the Patriots.
It really has become a cliche for me. I really would go for the commercials. Honestly, I mean, it's like that was always the joke, right? It's like, no, I won't watch the game. And commercials are kind of cool, but now it'd be like, no, I want to see the commercials. I'm seriously gonna on Monday go to YouTube and watch all the commercials because I understand they're pretty good. And I don't even know who the halftime person is. Do you know?
Apparently, there's a big controversy around that. You haven't heard anything about that?
No, no. Was it that Kevin Hart was talking about gay people and they... No, no, no. That's the Oscars. No, wait. The Emmys. No, wait. It's the somethings.
Yeah, it's Oscars, I think. Well, you know, the only reason why I would normally want to watch the Super Bowl is, well, you know, the aforementioned greasy, awesome, carb-loaded food.
Yeah.
And I do like the commercials, too, but I always... I'm usually impressed by the halftime show, even if I'm not like a big fan of the artist.
Yeah, the production is off the charts. Yeah, I mean that they cram so much into what 10 minutes. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I agree.
It is, but you know, and this is I think on our first Super Bowl show, I didn't want to watch another halftime show after Lady Gaga's performance.
Wait a minute, Lady Gaga?
Was that last year or the year before?
Wait, Lady Gaga did a halftime show? No. Wait a minute, I'm really, really out of it. I'm Lady Gaga, Super Bowl, boom, there it is.
Okay,
Oh, you're right, so I remember her. There she is, I'm looking at the picture. She's wearing the pads with the glitter on it and... Oh, yeah.
This will remind you. I'm surprised. I'm shocked that you don't remember this just because we talked about it.
Of course
and
we
I thought
did.
You
I
had seen
anything.
It, but maybe
dude,
you'll at least remember
stuff.
The conversation. I don't want to see another Super Bowl halftime show performance from any artist because Lady Gaga, at the end of her performance, Daffy Ducked herself. And I thought it was the greatest. It was the greatest half. I thought it was never to be topped.
And it won't be. I mean, right up there in Super Bowl halftime show history is obviously the Justin Timberlake thing.
Yeah, well, Janet Jackson's titty flopping out with a star on the nipple. That was great.
That
but
was
here,
great.
Really quick, remember what Daffy Ducking is, right? I don't want that to just slip by if our listener doesn't remember what
explain,
that is. It's an important thing, and it's the best type of performance that anyone can ever do.
Could you explain what it is? No, you explain it.
Okay.
I'm
well, Daffy Ducking.
Excuse me. Sorry, I've been drinking. I had my first beer in 3 weeks tonight. I've had more carbs in the last half hour than I've had in 3 weeks, and that's not a joke, but
go ahead. Anyway, where was I?
You're going to Daffy Duck us.
Daffy Ducking. So Daffy Duck, in order to kind of live up, or he's like following Bugs Bunny or something. He's competing with Bugs Bunny, and you're just fucked when you're doing that because Bugs Bunny's the best. Yes. And Daffy Duck's like, I've got it. I'll fucking kill myself on stage. Like, and he like drank a bunch of flammable liquid and lit a match and swallowed it and fucking exploded. And his ghost was like floating above the stage. And he was like, you know, the only problem with that is you can only do it once.
And that's right. I do remember.
And that. So that's what Lady Gaga did. Well, at least that's what appeared. It appeared as though she had Daffy Ducked.
Yeah.
To me, it looked like she jumped off some huge, I don't know. You didn't see a net. I envisioned like a huge, I don't know, moat with alligators in it. my imagination was running wild.
Yeah. But
I did turn to my friend and I said, she just Daffy Ducked.
And did your friend know what you meant?
No, but he just looked like he was being stabbed in the heart because that was the Super Bowl when the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, tell me, what did the Atlanta Braves do in Super Bowl LII or LI?
Yeah, dude, I'm all over this. I do remember though. My friend Gus is from Atlanta, and his football team. Okay, it's the fucking Falcons.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
Anyway, so the Yankees were playing the Mighty Ducks in Super Bowl L8. I looked at him and said, "Did you see her Daffy Duck?" And he was just too wrapped up in the game. By the end of that game is when it looked like he was going to die, because I think the Falcons almost won and then just got fucked.
Yeah.
Like everything turned around.
That's the way it always works in the Super Bowl. Yeah. The last quarter fuckage. So she dabbed. Okay. That would be okay for you. That was like the best halftime show. I totally appreciate that. For me, I don't know what the greatest one was. I like the Katy Perry one because I like Katy Perry. But, you know, the whole thing about the Katy Perry one in 2015 was the whole Left Shark, right? Remember Left Shark?
Left Shark, no.
So apparently the thing was is that Katy Perry's dancing and she's singing some song. I don't know what it was. And there's two dudes dressed up like sharks next to her. And the one on the left was, like, going to town with the dance. People were like, look at that fucking guy. And there are all kinds of rumors. Like, they were saying it was actually Snoop Dogg in a costume, which is bullshit. Of course it wasn't Snoop Dogg. If you're going to pay Snoop Dogg to show up the halftime show, he's not going to wear a goddamn costume. It's just too costly. But yeah, that was a good one. And then, you know, when you could look back at the halftime show over the years, I mean, look at some of these names. I mean, we got names I never would have thought of, right? Like, the first time I saw a Lady Gaga video, I want to think, someday she's going to do Super Bowl. Never would have thought that. Who else? The Red Hot Chili Peppers were on stage in 2014 with Bruno Mars. Seriously.
I remember that one, yeah.
It's good. You ever watch that movie, or excuse me, that TV show, The Good Place?
You know what? Almost the whole first season I thought was great.
Okay, so there's in that show, they make a joke about Drake and Ruth Bader Ginsburg getting it on. And that's kind of it's a funny joke because you wouldn't think those two would get it on. That's what I think of when I think of Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers on stage together at the Super Bowl. Like, you're like, wait, what? So I don't know. That's just.
Yeah, that's a fucking weird match.
Beyonce's been on there twice. You remember when Beyonce jumped up there and she showed us those massive, amazing, like, what's the name of that one tennis player who's so awesome? Williams.
Serena.
Serena, yeah.
Like these awesome, are women with just gorgeous, awesome thighs.
Yeah, and Beyonce's got those. She showed up there. Of course, Madonna did the Super Bowl. Again, it's the 80s. You're trying desperately to get in the pants of somebody else in your junior high, I guess for you, it'd be grade school, who thinks she's Madonna, and you were thinking, well, someday she's going to be doing Super Bowl. No, you wouldn't think that, right? Who else was on the Super Bowl? Bruce Springsteen, that makes sense. Tom Petty, yeah, sure. Prince did the halftime show. Prince.
Well, I remember that one too, and he was kicking ass. That was great.
Have you ever seen
playing the shit out of his guitar? Everybody's face melted at once. Simultaneously, he melted their fucking faces for the Super Bowl.
When I was in college, go ahead.
Go ahead.
When I was in college, that was a long time ago. I lived with a bunch of people. One of them was a big Prince fan, and he had a Prince concert video. I don't know what concert it was, but it was a famous one. And we would watch it like at least once a week. And I'm not a big fan of Prince's music. I recognize that he's quite a musician. I think we've talked about it on the show before. But we would watch his video.
Yeah, pretty much. I feel the same way. Yeah.
And my jaw would be like, look at that little fucker go. Jesus. He doesn't stop. He died, right? He's dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate. But it makes sense because that dude used up a lot of life. On the Super Bowl, he's just running around with his purple guitar and his blue coat on and just, like, with attitude, like, I'm Prince. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, it was epic.
Yeah, Britney Spears
did the wails. He wails on the guitar. Well, he wailed.
He wailed. Britney Spears did the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, like, before
when
that...
When I think of Britney Spears, I think of thighs, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. Absolutely. Yeah. And then if you go further back...
This has nothing to do with sports, I guess, except for the Super Bowl halftime show. But, like, I feel like if you have great thighs...
you should do the Super Bowl halftime
show. You're a candidate.
Well, then, okay, you know what that means then? And maybe we can end the subject right here. That means Kate Middleton has to do the Super Bowl halftime show. She's got amazing thighs.
That's right. But yeah. she can just walk back and forth.
She just walk back and forth doing that princess wave.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Being regal.
Yeah. Someday I'll be queen or regent or whatever you call it. This is not really my voice. I'm pretending to be my grandmother. Or my husband's. Anyway. Hello. Yeah.
And then maybe it could just be like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He's not singing or anything because...
He's just playing drums.
Nobody wants to hear that.
He can play the drums.
No, he's just being an idiot.
Yeah.
That's what he does best, right? That's, to me, that's what he's famous for.
I'm looking back being an idiot. Here, since we're still talking about he is famous for that and for really shitty tattoos, which we'll talk about later.
Hey, dude, do you hear this in the background? This has been happening a lot lately.
Yeah.
Does it sound like my dog is dying? It's ever since I've got these cans where I don't know where noises are coming from anymore. Do you hear, like, the pained yelping of a dog? Dog is dying.
My volume's at max. I don't hear. Is he just agonizing over the bullshit we're slinging here on the 90th or 102nd episode of Just Becousins?
Yeah, I feel like he is. He's like the peanut gallery lately. I want to go check on him, but damn it.
If you want to, I tell you what. If you want to, I can set up the next bit, which we talked about. Because it's going to be a long time, me setting it up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know what I mean, right? Because there's three setups. I did a short, a long, and a longer. I can do the long setup while you go check on your dog if you want.
That's fucking awesome. All right, I'm going to go check to see if the dog died.
Okay.
Be right back.
All right, so... Joe knows this story, but the thing is that we're not going to watch the Super Bowl, neither of us, but we still want to know what's going to happen. So I went to the guys at Larco and I was like, hey, do you guys have any kind of like time machine thing? And they said, yes, we do, but no, you can't use it. And I was like, okay, I understand. And then you remember last week, I don't know if you guys remember this or if you listened to last week's show, but last week I talked about the schism that was happening at Larco. There was this big falling out. One of the VPs just was tired of the CEO's bullshit. So he decided to start his own company, which he called Okral, and they contacted us. They're like, hey, love the advertisement for Larco. Can we do some advertising too? And so I took that back to Larco and I used this leverage. It's like, hey, fuckers, give me some time machine shit because if you don't, I'm going to let Okral run with their ads. And I'm like, oh crap, okay, here you go. So they gave me access to the time machine, but okay, it's complicated. One, they had only one chrono swap crystal to use, so this is a one-time thing. And two, it turns out that in order for time travel to work, there's this thing called the pivot principle, where whatever you do to move in one direction, you have to move something in the other direction. So in this case, because we wanted to move forward to the Super Bowl Sunday, we had to move backwards, right? So we couldn't move forward to the Super Bowl, but we could get some people in the past to move forward, where we're the pivot. This is where the, because we're where the crystal, the Chronoswap crystal exists. So, and it turns out because the expansion of the universe or some sort of bullshit, I don't know, when you go forward, you have to go way backwards to balance it out. I don't understand why, but you do. So what we did was we found these two dudes back in like the 15th century, and we popped them up to the future. We left them instructions, which is easy to do, right? Because you're like, you just like, wherever they're going to be, you leave a note, and then a couple, however long later, they find the note, and the note explained to them what they were going to do. Basically, they were going to watch the game, figure out who won, and then when they get, you know, when the whole Chronoswap thing decays, they go back to their original 15th century location, and then they take the tape that they made for us, and they bury it underneath the church. So that's what they did, except so what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to bury it under church and then, like, write this secret code for someone to find, and then whoever finds the code then takes it to America once America gets discovered, right? And then they take it over to America, and then they bury it underneath another church, and then Joe and I go and get it here in, you know, 2019. Except that turns out that the location we had them bury it the second time was in a place called Rye, New Hampshire. And I'll be fucked if that's not the hometown of Dan Brown, you know, the guy who wrote The Da Vinci Code and all those other shitty novels. So while we were there picking up the tape, he's like a lurking around, snooping and shit, and he figured some stuff out. So he like got all excited and stuff, said he's going to write a book about all this stuff. But, you know, it's cool. We like distracted him by telling him that Joe and I were like sub masonry artisans of the Order of Quetzalcoatl, just to give him something to, you know, jerk off about in the meantime. So we did all of that, and as a result, we got a little clip from their commentary, these two guys, Otis and Lavando. And they're pretty cool guys. They actually did they did a pretty really good job. Otis Gloucester of Shrovetide and Jonathan the Madman Lavando.
Hey Jason. Yeah. So did you get? I missed the story, but did you get to where we found the tape?
Yeah,
this is a pretty fucking amazing story for our listener. It's hard to believe, really.
It is. So I did, and I was telling them about how Dan Brown was there and he's fucking around, and we fucked with him, you know, told him that we were Masons and shit. So I told him that, and then I was telling him about Otis and Lavando, and they were both, you know, back in the day, they were mob football veterans, and that's a real thing. Go to Wikipedia, look up mob football. I'm not making that shit up. So we got the tape, and we're going to play it. Here's the thing. It's just a very, very small clip, because in as much as we wrote really good instructions for Otis and Lavando, they didn't hit record at the right time, which is fine because we know the result. They finally figured it out by the end of the game. And so that's what we've got. Now, interestingly, on this tape, because of the way the pivot principle works and the way the Chronoswap crystal works, they kind of sound like Joe and me, but that's just a coincidence, just so you know, okay?
I feel like these guys are, I don't know, cousin spirits?
They could be
spirits. Right, that was the stupidest thing I've ever said. We got the tape.
Yeah, and then it just occurred to me that in order to make this kind of sound a little bit more authentic, they were in a sound booth, so it's just their voices. We should probably add, what do you think, add some background sports crowd noise? What do you think? I'm typing it into Google right now to see if I can get something that's appropriate.
That sounds good. Make us feel like we're at the game with Otis and Lavando.
Can you hear that? No, that's, I don't know who's talking. That's not quite right. Let's see if I can find. This is only 11 seconds. I need something that's long. Let's see. How about this one?
Can you walk us through it?
That's good. What do you think about that?
I like it. It's way too loud, though.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to hit play now. would foul wind still blow us here in Atlanta of Georgia, Lavando? Such gelid temps the likes of which no ordinary mortal could weather.
Oh, a merry pun or play upon words ye have made there, mine dear Otis.
I thank thee, Lavando.
Velity, velity! Tis the third down and 75 yards to go, with no ground gained. After that most present blow, Thomas Blady suffered some 5-ish yards behind us yon line of scrimmage.
The team gathers around their swell Thomas and do huddle. Will the mighty Patriots rally in these, the final seconds of the grand most Super Bowl number LIII? Whilst Thomas, son of Thomas, findeth the piss to vanquish the mighty Rams of St. Louis?
Thomas bringeth his band of weary warriors to ye old line, mud-caked and covered in the grit and grime of battle most terrible.
Oh, ye gods, why musteth ye subject these your humble denizens of your terrible earth to such passions of rage and misery?
Thomas taketh the snap. He droppeth back in ye old shotty pistol formation. He looketh for a receiver.
But nay, those strapping young lads prances merrily with coverage.
But ho! A defensive line fellow bursteth through. He accosteth Thomas with foul intent. But nay, Thomas doth evade the erstwhile tackle master. The overlarge fellow giveth chase. Thomas runneth to and fro. He runneth like a gazelle.
Like a gazelle who hath lost its one leg to plague.
Now a more stout gentle tacklers join the hunt. Thomas doth make a feeble attempt to chuck ye fell pigskin towards yon sideline. Ah, but can it be? Oh, yeseth! He catcheth the oblong orb. Nay, he be quite obviously out of bounds.
'Tis no receiver, merely a water-bearer. Multiple sable and argent striped judges do toss with their medigold handkerchiefs in protest.
But look, the terrible foes have finally descended upon Thomas. They maketh a pile not unlike the dung that droppeth from the buttocks of hounds.
But lo, what be that sound?
The pile falleth away, and there Thomas doth writhe.
He seemeth to be imitating with mocking the famed Joseph Theismann.
But no, the bone that protrudeth from his meaty lower limb be verily of reality.
Forsooth!
The Rams of St. Louis do win the most grand of Super Bowls.
Okay, it stopped. Wow, those guys put a lot of effort into that, didn't they? Good on them.
And a lot of weird time traveling needed to happen here.
Yeah, that was well, so there it is. There you go. I mean, they didn't tell us the score, but clearly the Rams win because
good.
Tom Brady gets his thigh bone broken and it protrudes from his skin. Poor guy.
So I guess what on Sunday, right? That's when Super Bowls happen, right?
Yep.
So on Sunday we're going to learn if that's the same timeline that we're in. Or if they went to some other timeline.
Oh, that's a good point.
We're not
Jesus
sure
Christ.
If that's our future or not.
You know what?
Am I right?
It's just like fucking Larco. Like, we blackmailed them into giving us this goddamn time travel machine, and it's just like them to not tell us, hey, it might be a different timeline. God damn it. You know?
I was just thinking that Lavando guy, for being from like the 15th century or whatever, mm-hmm. He has a really hard time saying the word verily.
Well, I mean, he's... Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's a good point. Very good point. Maybe back in the timeline of the 15th century that we yanked these guys from, that they're like, verily isn't a word. And he's like, you know, because we put verily in the instructions. We tried to write the instructions in such a way that they would understand. We're like, verily ye must commentateth on the sports gameth of the playing. And just, yeah, it was fucked up. I mean, you know how hard it is, Joe, to write on goddamn lambskin with a fucking quill pen?
I thought that was kind of part of their lexicon.
Yeah,
but hey man, that dude was excited.
He gave it a go. Yeah. And it didn't sound to me in the least contrived. You know, they were clearly watching a game and speaking impromptu, right? I mean, there was no, this wasn't written down ahead of time, right? Which some people will accuse us of.
No, this is an amazing piece of nonfiction we presented today.
An amazing piece of nonfiction. You put it exactly the way I would have if I thought of those words and said them. Yeah. All right.
Word.
So,
what does pissant mean?
Okay, so I noticed Lavondo messed up that word. It was, it was kind of funny. Puissant. Actually, I'm not sure if that's how it's pronounced. Puissant. Puissant.
It's an old timey. I thought he was referring to like some pissant on the field, and I was that doesn't seem like old English to me. It's weird.
If I recall, let's see, he said, with no ground gained after that most puissant blow, Thomas Brady suffered some 5-ish yards behind John Line of scrimmage. Yeah, puissant means powerful or strong. It's an old time word for powerful or strong, yeah. So if you suffer a puissant blow, you're either one, being knocked to the ground, or two, getting your money's worth at the massage parlor. Yeah.
So he wasn't like, "Lo, this pissant hath has been forsaken on the 40-yard line."
No, you could say that. I mean, that sounds great. You say, "Lo, this pissant hath been forsaken on yonder 40-yard line due to a most puissant charge from the linebacker from St. Alfonso University." I don't know. Yeah.
Good job. Well, we got to work on our old English, but
we do, yeah. But Otis and Lavondo probably give us a lesson. Who knows? Maybe they'll come back again someday. I mean, I talked to the guys at Larco, and they said that in as much as they were reluctant to let us borrow it, they were kind of excited about the project and looked forward to, you know, that kind of thing in the future. So who knows?
I'd like, maybe on a music episode, like Otis and Lavondo can like rap us a fucking Cypress Hill song.
That would be. Dude, let's set that up. Let's get Otis Lavondo. That would be so
just insane. An idea. How do we contact these guys since they're, you know, bouncing through time and such?
I'll tell you what. Here's the great thing about the Pivot Principle and the Chronoswap Crystal. They got no fucking choice. We just, boom, stick them in the future, and they're like, dude, deal with it. You know?
All right. So we can pull this off.
Absolutely. So let's get back to this.
Where are we at? Where are we at on our Super Bowl show?
Minute 32, or in Super Bowl lingo, that's minute XXXII.
Right on.
Yeah. How is JVC, by the way? You went to check on him. Is he dying of dysentery or something? Jesus fucking Christ.
He was yelping. I was right. I could hear it through my monitor headphones here. He was yelping. He was just yelping at the door. I had trapped him out. But he was yelping like somebody was kicking him and stabbing him and stuff. Like, wow. It was really dramatic.
See, so he needs to learn.
Like, he knows how to get my attention.
Someday somebody's going to kick and stab him, and you're going to be like, God damn it, is he just locked out the door again? And he's going to go, I wish I hadn't complained so much before. He's the dog that cried, I'm being stabbed.
Hey, yep, you better watch out. Don't bluff, dog.
Don't bluff. Hey,
save you from an assailant. Say again? Yeah,
I'm going to do a little reversal here. We started the show a little bit late, and that's just for very good reasons, but I drank all my beer before the show started, and then I had a Red Bull, and I had some other stuff. I got to pee, so I'm going to leave
you. Wow, this is the first time you've ever left me with the show.
I'm going to leave you with the show.
I hope I do okay.
I'm going to go pee as fast as I can. Now, it takes me time to get up, unzip, flop it out. But I read somewhere that all peas take 22 seconds, like all of them, unless there's something wrong with you. So I'll be back in however much time it takes me to walk, unzip, flop out, 22 seconds, reinsert, zip up, wash, return. Okay? Let's time it. All right. And
I'm not timing it. I'm just going to try and keep the show going, dude.
Okay. And I'm going to time it. I'm looking at the... Okay. 34:45, I'm out. And go.
All right, so I think what I should probably talk about is football. Let me tell you a football story. I will tell you a Super Bowl story. So I went to college in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado. And I happened to go to college when the Denver Broncos were making like their return to the Super Bowl. They had went to the Super Bowl in the 80s. And they lost, I think, several times. I don't know the history really clearly. But I do know that when I was a child in the 80s, my father was really happy that the Broncos were in the Super Bowl. And he painted my face blue and orange, and my brother's face blue and orange, and he made a cake that was fucking blue and orange. And then it was clear that they were going to lose, I don't know, maybe halfway through the game. Maybe it was near the end of the game, I don't know. But my dad had a somber look on his face, walked out onto the porch, smoked a cigarette, didn't say a word.
I'm back.
It was fucking depressing. And so as I shed tears down my face, it smeared the blue and orange makeup that was on my face. And the blue and orange cake went uneaten in the sorrow of our home due to the failure of the Denver Broncos.
Now, is that the game they lost to the Seahawks?
So you're back. I might have told this story another year, but that's okay. Yeah. Let me just finish this story. I wanted to say my experience with Super Bowls, it's an emotional roller coaster, though. The roller coaster took a long time. Took my fucking whole life until I was in college. So the Super Bowl, the last Super Bowl of my childhood with the Denver Broncos ended in tears, blue and orange tears. Mm-hmm. And then I was in a dorm room in Boulder, Colorado, and the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl, and the town exploded. And yeah. Frat boys, that's never really been my favorite category of people.
And yeah, I agree.
And this didn't help, because as soon as the Broncos won, to celebrate, they decided to smash windows in the business district of Boulder and pull couches out onto the street and tip over their own cars and set fire to their own cars and their own couches. And that because they were so happy.
Yeah.
So that didn't make sense to us, and we could smell the tear gas in the air as the cops kind of with huge shields walked down the street to try and wrangle and tear gas the frat boys who were hollering and breaking windows and starting shit on fire. We hid in our dorm room so we didn't get murdered.
And that was when they won.
That was when they won. That's right.
Won.
And they won twice in a row. And I think both years kind of these memories kind of meld into one, because the frat boys exploded into apeshit fury both years. Go Broncos.
Trying to remember what year that was. I'm going to look it up. Back-to-back Super Bowl champs. And that was 97-98. Okay.
Yeah.
That was
and it's weird. I mean, I did go to college. I've said that before. Went to college in Boulder, but I did. I grew up in Tennessee, down on Payne Street in Sevierville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. But my dad was always a Broncos fan, and I ended up going to college in Colorado. So I've had a very emotional relationship with the Denver Broncos. Do you know how they're doing this year?
They're not going to Super Bowl, so they...
Yeah, I know, but, well, how did they do, I should say?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Let me say this real quick before I look that up. The years that they won back-to-back Super Bowls, the halftime show was the Blues Brothers Bash and a tribute to Motown. And then the year that they lost terribly to the Seahawks, that the Super Bowl show halftime was Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers, just so you...
That was more recent, though.
Yeah, that was the 2014 Super Bowl. And then the Broncos record this year, let's just Google this shit, and then let's do some more ads. Broncos record, another burp here. By the way, I was gone exactly 62 seconds for that pee. So apparently it's 22 seconds of pee, 40 seconds of everything else. And I'm going to go ahead and just brag and say a good 30 seconds of that 40 was me putting it back in my pants. Because it's big.
I was gonna say, it's pulling your dick out like a magician with a bunch of scarves coming out of its sleeves.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, you know, all those scarves tied together, just keep pulling and pulling and pulling.
Yeah, it just keeps going and going and going.
And it kind of just like coils up on the ground, and then you got to pick up the end of it and kind of stick it in the toilet.
That's
like you're filling up a gas tank.
Yeah, I kind of Now this.
See,
is
usually I make fun about how small your dick is, but today your penis is huge, like a huge garden hose.
Yeah, you ever watch the Sherlock with what's his name, Cumberbumman, with what's his name, Rupert Campbell Bample, what's his name, The guy that
Bill Zuza Bumberbatchers?
Yeah, him. You ever watch that one? He always says this thing he does with his scarf. He puts it on. He's like, the game is afoot. I do that too before sex. I wrap my big old penis around my neck and I tighten a knot and I say, the game is afoot. And then I get a hard on and choke myself. Anyway, the Broncos were 6-10 this year.
That's like Sherlock John Holmes.
Yes. So we're at minute 40.
Touchdown?
Did you have a thing you wanted to do?
Well, it's I didn't get any copy, but I was we were going to get some copy from Subway. I was talking to the Subway representatives, and they were just like, "Well, you know what? Tell us what your thoughts about Subway are." And I started just kind of breaking down my own thoughts and my own understanding of Subway. And they were like, you know what? You don't need any copy. Just tell the people about Subway.
Okay.
So can you give me my intro and I'll do a Subway ad?
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's not the ad intro. This is. I was just testing you.
Did you know that Subway is the largest food chain in North America? There's 50 kajillion Subways just in the continental United States. There's actually, you could walk into the urban area of any city and notice that there's a Subway, and across the street from that Subway is another Subway, and on top of that Subway is another Subway. I was brushing my teeth and I adjusted the medicine cabinet mirror and I noticed that there had been a Subway built in my fucking shower stall. There's Subways everywhere. And you know why? Because they're really good. Well, that's what you'd think. But it turns out Subway's like just kind of okay. Like, for instance, if you really want a turkey sandwich, like a turkey sub, you go to Subway and you're guaranteed to get a turkey sub that's like, it's all right. And that's if you like Italian subs, you can get one that's satisfactory. Depending on the Subway, it could be barely satisfactory or it could be just satisfactory. And it's never above satisfactory. And you know, Subway is a little weird. You'd think that maybe there'd be less Subways after their spokesperson was found to be a pedophile. But that didn't seem to do any damage. There's just more and more and more Subways. So that's my endorsement for Subway. They're all right. Until I realized – wait, not yet. this is the weird thing. Oh, and by the way, if you walk into a Subway – Subway smells weird. And then if you've been in a Subway for long enough, if you stand in a line long enough, then you'll smell like fucking Subway for the rest of the day. And that doesn't mean that you'll smell bad. You'll just smell like, okay, like Subway. But then the other day, I went in and got their new garlic cheesy bread BMT Italian sub. And I'm not kidding when I say it was the best fucking sandwich I've ever had in my entire life. And so I just want everyone to know, look, you could go and eat a steak at fucking Ruth's Chris and it's not as good as the cheesy garlic bread fucking BMT Italian sub at Subway. So eat at Subway and try to forget about Jared. Thank you.
So I guess Subway, eat fresh, smell like us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm open to hear from Quiznos on one of these ads. Open they
one it. Of these days. I don't even know if they exist anymore. There's a Quiznos I used to go to all the time. In fact, I've eaten Quiznos I've ordered Quiznos to eat while I watch the Super Bowl.
Boom.
That seems like a perfect Super Bowl sandwich.
Here's the thing. I have a problem with Quiznos because whenever I would go there, I would like, give me your biggest fucking sandwich. And they would like, seriously, I'm like, pretend I'm Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. And they're like, oh shit. And they bring me this huge sandwich and I would eat it in like 5 seconds. I'm like, that's it. Something about Quiznos sandwiches, there's no substance. I don't know. It's I don't know. I'll admit, even though the Jimmy John's CEO apparently has sex with rhinoceroses or something, I don't know. I don't like a Jimmy John's, but Subway, they're good default. Like, Subway is like your basic, just like you said, they're okay. I mean, like, they're the defining line. If you're better than Subway, good. If you're worse than Subway, you're not good. Subway is the equalizer. It's the...
Yeah. I think, and Subway's probably on Super Bowl day. Subway probably just rocks. They probably sell more fucking sandwiches than anybody. And isn't that a little bit mysterious? And this is, I'm not saying like, who are all these idiots that eat at Subway? I've eaten at Subway a million times.
Oh, sure.
And I keep eating at Subway. I probably eat Subway fucking once a week. Even if I'm doing keto, I go in and get their salads, which are substandard at best.
Right.
I'm being generous, but I eat them anyway. What is that? What have they done?
I feel like Subway is a sandwich you could bring to a really important meeting so people aren't distracted by the awesomeness or terribleness of the food. You're like, all right, everyone, got a couple of turkey clubs here and some Italian Supremes or whatever it's called. Let's talk about nuclear defense. And they're like eating and going, okay, I think we should, you know, detente and all that shit. So yeah, I agree with you there. And yeah, Super Bowl food, if someone were to say to me, hey, I know you think the Patriots are big cheaters and you really hate Ben Affleck and you didn't talk about him during the intro to the thing, but maybe you can talk about now about how when you heard about Deflategate and the Patriots were cheaters, you didn't really care that much, but then you heard Ben Affleck lose his shit on a sports show trying to defend the Patriots because Ben Affleck was kind of a cool guy, and then he, like, married J-Lo, and they did Jiggly, and then after that, she dumped him.
And he did a music video with her where it was just fucking embarrassing. Yeah. And he's just like rubbing oil on her bare butt on the beach, and that seemed to be the entire point of the video.
Yeah, and it certainly wasn't
the music. Anyway. So,
and then he was down, and then he married Jennifer Garner, and he got an Oscar for Argo, but then she dumped him, and he did Batman versus Superman, and got a really shitty tattoo on his back to impress her, and she's like, nope, I'm out. And it's like, after all that, he was on the sports show, and he went from being the sort of like guy who fucks celebrities named Jennifer to this Bostonian alcoholic, just sort of like, fuck this and fucking cheated. They're just fucking jealous and fuck. And I was like, you know, fuck you, Ben Affleck. Fuck you, Patriots. And fuck you, Tom Brady. Yeah. But not if you and me, Tom Brady, were just having a conversation that was about football, because you seem like a nice guy and your wife's kind of hot. So I'm going to let that one slide.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fucking Affleck.
But speaking of Affleck, isn't there something else that you need to get off your chest here? Somebody needs to get off their chest. You said you weren't going to do arguments for cancellation anymore, but I have a feeling that maybe you are changing your tune, young.
I am. I will get into that because I have changed my mind.
We have 11 minutes.
Something that has happened that has changed my mind. But I've got to tell you something. This whole keto thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing for the Super Bowl. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about the game at all. But my wife is going to kind of decide what we do, so we might end up going to some Super Bowl party.
Okay.
And this keto thing is done for Super Bowl.
Oh,
I'm going to
eat
anything and everything, and I'm just going to get – I'm going to get flabby. I'm going to go Dom. Go Dom DeLuise.
No, that's totally cool. And yeah, that was the point I was making. If somebody asked me to a Super Bowl, and even though it was Patriots, Ben Affleck, blah, 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 and they said, like, there's going to be one of those Subway, like, 12-foot-long subs. I'm like, all right, I'll go. Just because I want to. Yeah, that'd be cool. But I'm not. That's not going to happen. No one's invited me. I'm going to go snow tubing, so. Does your wife have a fan? Is she a fan of a particular team?
No. No, I don't think so. I think that she kind of liked the San Diego Chargers, but now they're not the San Diego Chargers. She's kind of like me. She doesn't give a fuck, but we do like to go hang out with people, and I do like to see how excited and emotional people get in response to football. But again, my goal is I'm going to try and break a record for like how much weight I can gain in one day. So I'm going to I want to gain enough weight to where, like, if I walk up three stairs, I'll be wheezing. Like Dom Della wheezing.
Dom Della wheezing. That is... I was going to name the show this, but I think I have to name the show something more Super Bowl appropriate, but I like that. Dom DeLuising. I did want to do a health episode, so maybe we could talk about Dom DeLuising. Like, maybe next week, you know? Tell us how it went.
Dom. So we can do a health episode. We'd like to do a food episode. Should we do a health food episode?
There you go. There you go, yeah. Although we did talk about keto, like, a lot. We'll work it out. Fuck it. Who cares, right? No one listens to the show.
Do you find yourself kind of not really caring, you know, as we move forward? We made like 100 shows, and I had this thought where I was like, ah, that's a good milestone, and maybe I don't give a fuck anymore. Well, you know what? This is a good segue into my argument to cancel the fucking show.
Okay. Do you want to play an intro, or do you want to talk about it first?
Play the intro, and then I'll explain it, and we'll get into it.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, unfortunate listener, to the Super Bowl edition of Arguments for Cancellation on JBC. Here's the problem. I was going to do montages this year, 2019, and just, you know, hey, they're kind of funny. You know, why am I using them to shut the podcast down as evidence that we suck? Like, you know, hey, I'm giving myself some credit. These are kind of funny. I say again?
I said, I agree. On more than one occasion, I've said you have not convinced me because your montage was amazing. Yeah.
Okay. And that's what I was doing this week. I'm like, I'm just going to put together a funny montage. And I'm like, I'm not even going to really theme it. I know Super Bowl's coming up, but I'm not even going to theme it. I'm just going to pick some – this is what I did. I went into random episodes probably within the last like 8 or 10 episodes and just picked random spots and started listening to collect some just bizarre shit and put it together. And, man, right away I got stuck pulling out clips from just the dumbest – I can't explain it. Like the topics that we were going into, and I kept pulling it out, putting it in the montage, and I was like, "This is the stupidest fucking montage ever. I can't even play it, but I can't present it." And I was like, "Wait, I will, because I'll do an argument for cancellation. We're back to being totally terrible."
Okay, let me see if I got this straight. So your goal was to put together something that was good, but because you failed at that, you're blaming your material, and that's proof we should stop this shit.
Yes, after this experience, I'm back to being convinced that I am no good at this, and because I'm no good at this, I'm half the show. So
you are,
I'm going to drag your ass down. Okay. It's over. And look, you'll hear it. It's like maybe two or three stupid topics. And anyway, I'm like, well, I'll just call it the Stupor Bowl.
Okay, here we go.
There's a song called Beer for My Horses. Why would anybody ever write a song about that if that's even what it's about? Like, what is that about? Beer for My Horses made me angry. It's not just a song, it's a movie. My Horses is a movie. Beer for My Fucking Horses?
Because you think Angelina Jolie's face is not human, but the rest of her body is good enough to have sex with? And Angelina Jolie was that. Angelina Jolie.
You mean Angelina?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. She's already been molested by all sorts of filthy myths. Dirty myths.
And it's dirty
filthy myths part two.
Yeah.
Filthy myths part three. Angelina Jolie. Oh, what?
Angelina Jolie could play the Joker.
Billy Bob Thornton was Batman. I hit him upside the head with my batarang. He was called a sling blade. Anyway, so Billy Bob Thornton's filthy myths. Also, Rod Stewart cannot attend my funeral.
Stupid. Stupid. Because I'm stupid.
Okay. No.
Just a fucking drop.
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something. After, this guy. see it. Sometimes, yeah.
That is better.
I tell you what, there are times when, because you were mentioning this earlier, like you just don't give a fuck. Maybe the show's done 100 episodes. I don't care anymore. There gets to be a point sometimes when I'm just flipping through Pinterest looking at, you know, heavy metal rock and roll women who wear leotards. But then you play these montages, and I'm like, we're a couple of goofy motherfuckers. That was hilarious. Angelina? We could not pronounce her name. Angelina? Angelina. Jolie.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what I'm a little disappointed, because that could have been a really good montage. I think what I need to do, this will do. We'll keep doing the show,
mm-hmm.
Okay. But I think what I should do is the next montage, I'll take, because us trying to say Angelina Jolie and failing over and over again was something I got sucked into.
Okay.
Along with the beer for my horses thing. But yeah. Maybe I should do a whole montage of just us mispronouncing stuff and like stuttering over our words. If I there get like a good 2 or 3 minute montage of us just not being able to speak.
Yeah, we could never. I mean, look, we on a scale of 1 to 10, our ability to come up with funny stuff, you know, okay, if that's a 10, our ability to actually perform it is a 1. So you could probably find, you could play this, you could play every podcast. That would be the montage of us mispronouncing words. Well, me anyway. I mean, you're a professional voice person. You could probably do better than I do. I tell you what, next week's voice for cancellation, I mean, argument, should just be me going, Super Bowl, etc.
Anyway, I think that will be a good montage. And now yeah. I've got myself thinking about stumbling over words, which is making me stumble over words.
Okay.
Talk, damn it. Speak.
Well, we have a minute, or rather 2.5 minutes, before I'm going to hit the old Reichsop. Anything else to say in a stumbling way about Super Bowl? Did you say there was a controversy about the halftime act? Maroon 5 decided that they are racist motherfuckers and don't give a damn about Colin Kaepernick or something?
Yeah, nobody wants to support the NFL because
you know, cops are killing black people. And that's not a joke. That's a serious goddamn thing. I understand.
Yeah, I was having a hard time summing up exactly why, but Maroon 5 is going to go fourth with this, and I don't know if that's going to be good for their reputation or I feel like there's been other celebrities that were like, you know, don't do it.
And yeah,
there's all sorts of pressure, but you know, Adam Levine,
on the one hand, I totally understand how they might cop the attitude of like, fine, we'll do it, because someone has to do it, right? It's an institution, the Super Bowl. But I can also see a bunch of people saying, no, come on, wake the fuck up. Let's get some change. If nobody agrees to do the halftime show, maybe the NFL will be like, God damn, these people are serious. Maybe.
I think they should just fucking hire Gallagher. Just huge middle finger to everybody.
Yeah. Actually,
like, ladies and gentlemen, Gallagher with the Sludge-O-Matic.
Yeah. That's not racist with the whole
watermelons all over your face.
Yeah. No, what they should do, I agree with you, that would be hilarious. Or just give Dave Chappelle the 10 minutes. Just get up there, just do 10 minutes of how fucked up everything is. Because he's got his finger on the pulse of how fucked up everything is. And yet he's funny about it. You learn and you laugh, which is basically how you define JBC. And if we were at minute 60, that would have been a great way to end the show. But we're not. We got 45
seconds. That would have been great.
That would have been awesome.
A little more practice, man. Yeah. Let's do another 100 shows and
see if we
get this down.
Yeah. So,
you just said, I got to ask you this. Mm-hmm. You said, like, I said Gallagher, and then you said, oh, that's not racist. Like,
oh, just the whole watermelon with thing. It's just,
I was confused. I'm like, is Gallagher known as being some gnarly racist?
No, it's just the whole, we live in a country that's just fraught with racism, and I, for one, appreciate that it's a minefield that needs to be carefully navigated. I'm not going to tell anybody that, oh, it's just too PC. No, fuck that. It needs to be PC because people are hurting. And we've done a flip-flop here, Joe. Usually it's 45 minutes of boring, and then the last 15 minutes we kind of bring our shit together. This time I thought we were funny the whole time, and now we're like talking about serious shit. So let's save the America Sucks for people who aren't rich and white conversation for the time.
I don't think, I just want to say this for the record.
Okay, even though it's podcast, it has, not on a record, it's an MP3, but yeah, go ahead.
No, I think that Gallagher is probably like the Grand Wizard of the KKK.
Fun fact.
Really, if I were to bet, I bet he's a fucking hardcore racist. I don't know what it is about him.
Well, here's a fun fact. There is no one person named Gallagher. Yeah, closing notes of the show that was about Super Bowl. Now it's about a guy who smashes pumpkins for watermelon for a living. At least I read about this. The comedian Gallagher sold his name and his shtick to another comedian who kept it going.
It was his brother.
Was it?
Yeah. He sold his act to his own brother.
Well, that's the same last name.
Yeah.
Oh. Conflict with brother. I'm reading Wikipedia now. This is a hell of a way to end a show, right? Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, racism, Gallagher.
Do you know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to confess. I just wanted to say the sentence. It was all a build-up, because I just wanted to say, I think that Gallagher is the Grand Wizard of the KKK. And I got it out. It was in context. I shoehorned it in.
You did it.
Fuck you, Gallagher.
Fuck you, Gallagher. Fuck you, Tom Brady, unless we're not talking about football. And fuck you, Ben Affleck. Unless, you know, you're having one of your good years. Having sex with an appropriate Jennifer. Wait a minute. They were both appropriate. Having sex with a Jennifer and not... I don't know how to put this in.
Listen, Affleck. Just come on back to being respectable.
I gotta stop drinking beer every once every 3 weeks. Anyway, see you guys next week on JBC. Happy Valentine's Day.
Have a good weekend, Ben Affleck.
Tom Brady.
I hope you guys don't listen to this show.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen. Do you know how fucking awesome it would be if we could tell people, hey, Ben Affleck said our show is shit. Ben Affleck, he listened to our show. He said it's shit. That's fucking amazing. Dude, I would cut off my left arm for Ben Affleck to listen to my show and say it was shit. You guys are happening.
I hope that Gallagher listens to this show in the both shower.
Both of them.
And gets alarmed and then slips and falls and his head splats like a watermelon.
I hope the head coach of the Patriots, whose name I can't remember right now, doesn't listen to our show, but he still falls in the shower and it's just, it's so fucking mean.
Yeah, this is getting really dark here at the end.
Yeah.
I hate Gallagher, though. We'll go into that some other time. There's a reason why I'm talking such shit about Gallagher.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know something? Fuck ass.
Fuck ass.
I should do PR for Gallagher.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the fuck ass himself, Gallagher. All right, I'm gonna hit stop.